On the Upper Peninsula, there was some bad news for Berrigo County, Michigan, this past week. The Terex Handlers Company will close its Berrigo plant. 90 people will lose their jobs. Berrigo County, about an hour and a half drive west from Marquette, already has a 24.5% unemployment rate. It's the highest in the state of Michigan and the third highest in the country.
Village office?
No, she's gone for the afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, bye.
Roy Kempinen administers Berrigo Village, a town of 1,300. He's been a village manager in this area for 25 years. Kempinen told us that Berrigo's over 100 years old.
It started out a lot with the logging industry, trapping, that kind of situation. That was basically the way it started out.
You will see some more great scenery and our Ojibwa Casino Resort in Berrigo. It's the first operational Native American casino in Michigan. Don't wait for the fun.
This casino is the county's largest employer. Kempinen is grateful for its presence.
Actually, the village Berrigo's had real good relationship with a local tribe. So I'd say it's been a real plus. They do have casino operations as well as other enterprises that they do a major employment in the county.
So there are people that can go work for the casinos?
Absolutely.
Can that also have a negative effect? I mean, people with little money gambling away what they have?
I guess that is a common thing as far as people, spending funds they don't have available for that recreation, and hopefully it won't become a problem, but I guess that's a problem whether or not you're working or not.
How many jobs would you estimate that the casino provides for people in the Berrigo area?
I think that tribal employment is upwards of 700 people, I think, in the county.
How long have you lived here?
I actually grew up about 3 miles from here, so I've been here my entire life, and I'm into my 50s, put it that way.
Huh. You've never had any desire to leave and go someplace else?
No, not really. Not really. I guess I'm just a country boy at heart, I guess.
What do you think are the future prospects for Berrigo?
Well, I think we are well-positioned. We have a lot of skilled labor here as far as fabrication, those kind of situations. I think the work ethic is really good. You know, if the economy does start turning around, I believe they'll be able to go forward.
And it must be tough knowing that you have the highest unemployment in the state and the third highest unemployment in the country.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's certainly not something you want to be known for. I guess the only thing I would say is those people are interested in work and certainly are more than capable of doing it, and I hope that they have that opportunity again shortly.
And what would it take? Government help?
You know, it's a situation. I think if the building industry or home building and stuff like that starts to rebound, I think we'll probably see a upturn in the employment in the area because the orders will be coming in for these pieces of machinery. Like I said, signs are that things might be turning around on that situation a little bit. It just seems to take a while to trickle down.
You do seem optimistic, though.
Well, you have to be. When you've been a manager for this many years, you have to have a positive attitude or you got to get out of it, I guess.
Roy Kempinen is the village manager of the village of Berrigo on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.